Step-parents are parents and should have a say in the children's upbringing. He is not my son's father. He had no right to punish him. She is a little princess. She can do no wrong in his eyes. Is he blind or what? Far too many folks marry someone who have their own children by another person without first thinking of the many potential problems that the splendid family will likely face. They tend to think of life being akin to that of the Brady Bunch, or Step by Step, TV classics where step-families might have experienced minor hiccups in their lives, but nothing that a few commercial breaks and days could not remedy. The reality, however, is vastly different for so many people, especially if you first step with children who are old enough to remember life with both birth parents, especially if the child perceived parents as usually being happy, especially if the children are teenagers, and especially if each new spouse has their own children, decide to create their own children together. Both men and women who naturally feel differently toward their own child than they do toward a stepchild. Yet, if you married a decent person, they will hopefully grow to love your child in very special ways. And they are the other parent. They should not have to feel like an outsider, or have it thrown in their face that the child is not their own, because that alone can easily drive a huge wedge among family members, and any hopes of having a peaceful, cohesive home life will quickly diminish. They should have a say in the child's upbringing. If you did not trust their judgment or ability to love your children, then you should never have married them. That simple. If you create your own children together, imagine how the other child feels, like a third wheel, a housemate, an unwanted obligation. And if you let your new spouse discipline or make major decisions for the new child, imagine how both your original one and your wife or husband feels when you create a divide in the family. Obviously, the feelings of the birth and step-parent will be different on some level. But there is nothing to gain by deepening the gap. For some of you, it is about not completely trusting your new partner. For others, it is about who has what power in the family. For others, it is derived from a sense of guilt in wanting to prevent the step-parent and child from becoming too close in the event that this marriage ends in divorce. For some of you, it is simply a difference in parenting styles. Regardless, there is little to be gained by not allowing your spouse to be a parent as opposed to being a step-parent. You owe your children the best home life possible, and you owe the same to your husband or wife, and to yourself. Enough said.